As our population is aging, more and more people are going to have atrial fibrillation. And, above 60 years and older, the incidence of AF really goes up. So we have millions of people walking around with atrial fibrillation. And we don't really have clear understanding of the relation between aging and many diseases, including that of AF. So what we're doing in this grant is focusing on this specific pathway of how aging modifies this ion channel. If you would like, you can even call it how this potassium channel ages. And we are using tools from the molecule all the way up to the organ to understand that pathway. We believe that by understanding this pathway, we will be able to contribute to a solution. And I think that treating atrial fibrillation specifically in the elderly is extremely important because we are starting to learn about links between atrial fibrillation and dementia.